God, you are welcome, welcome, welcome. Yep. Man, it's always so good to be here. How did you like yesterday's episode? Please let me know. Drop a comment. Let's know how it's been. Glory to God. I'm sure it was a blessing. All right, so we're kicking off again today. Psalm 23 is our thing. All right, so the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. All right, so he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. All right, your word and your staff, they comfort me. You set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You are not my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. And we will dwell. I will dwell. You will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. So the 23rd Psalm. All right. I mean, we've been at it. I trust you've had to give it time. You know, look through it, read through it. So Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I would like us to take a quick look at the Amplified. A good look at the Amplified. You know, Psalm 91 again. All right, Amplified Classic. All right, so he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. Fixed, all right, shall remain fixed, stable, and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. For then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, or terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent or at your dwelling place. For he will give his angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend you and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. Then they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and serpent you will trample on the foot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows my name. He understands, or he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, my kindness, my trust, all right? Trust and relies on me, knowing I would never forsake him. No, never. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I'll build him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is a superb psalm. This is powerful. I mean, I like really, really that 7 and 8. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in a secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. All right, but you remember that the fifth verse, all right, is where it says, you shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day. You won't be, all right, because with all this amount of protection available, you do not have to be. Did you get that now? You don't have to be afraid. There would be no need, okay, to be afraid. No reason for it, because you're kept, you're guarded, and you are in that secret place of the Most High. So child of God, all right, God is saying to us again and again, even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no reason to fear. Even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no reason to fear. Even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no reason to fear. I want to introduce a word, all right? We're used to don't fear, but there's this other word, do not be dismayed. Dismayed, all right? To be dismayed means, all right, to break down, all right, to crash, all right, to be disappointed, to, you know, to just crumble, all right, to be broken, all right, to be dismayed. So you find in Deuteronomy 31, okay, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 7 into 8, and Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them. You will cause them to inherit it. Verse 8 says, and the Lord, all right, he it is that goes before you, okay? He will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So basically, that thing that wants to bring you fear, Bible says, take courage. And someone needs that encouragement this morning. Take courage, right? Do not crumble. Do not be crushed. Do not break down. No, rise up. Take courage. Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, don't fear. Don't be dismayed, all right? Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. So now let's read Joshua chapter 1, where God himself was now speaking to Joshua. Joshua 1, from the first verse, says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, all right? Get over this Jordan, you and all these people, unto the land that I give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. I mean, strong words coming out of the mouth of God to Joshua. Every place the sole of your feet will tread upon will be given to you. I mean, we've had to use that. I'm sure you might also have somewhere, sometime in your life. Okay. Strong, powerful, powerful words. And then God says, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Suddenly God begins to tell him, verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. You won't need to say that to someone except the person needs it. So God said it to Joshua, and God is saying that to someone listening today. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Don't crumble, child of God. Don't crash. Mm-mm. Don't crumble. Don't crash. Oh, you were hurt. Don't crumble. Oh, you don't know if it will work. Don't crumble. Don't crash. If you are not even sure something will work, crumbling and crashing would already make you fail before you even attempt it. Don't crumble. Don't crash. Don't crumble. Don't crash. Oh, you feel afraid. God has not given you the spirit of fear. Rise up in boldness. Rise up in boldness. Even if you don't know the next thing to do, pray in the Holy Ghost. I trust that you can. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Speak the word. Just keep saying, I will not be afraid. All things work together for my good. Or keep declaring what we're doing here. Psalm 23. All right, Psalm 23 covers, like we've said, it covers guidance, it covers protection, provision, a fresh anointing. I mean, it's super loaded. It even helps to restore the broken heart. He restores my soul, all right? So verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. God says it again, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from me to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law, verse 8, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Verse 9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. God says it again. Now God says, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. There's no reason to crumble. There's no reason to crash. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Do you understand that? There's no reason to fear. There's no reason. And Joshua uses the same word now in Joshua chapter 10. All right, Joshua, on the 25th verse, Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies who fight against you. All right, all your enemies. This is what God's going to do to them. Don't be afraid. Child of God, this is God's word. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Hallelujah. Are you getting that? All right. So 1 Chronicles 22, okay, and the 13th verse, you know, 1 Chronicles 13, David is speaking here to Solomon, and David says, my son, the Lord be with you and prosper you and build the house of the Lord thy God as he said unto you. Okay? The Lord be with you. The Lord prosper you. Okay? And build the house of the Lord as he said unto you. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding and give thee charge concerning Israel that you may keep the law of the Lord. Then you will prosper if you take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. So this is a command that God gave Moses. Moses gave Joshua. God gave Joshua. And even the children of Israel have adopted this, as this is God's word to us. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Do you understand this? Fear not, neither be dismayed. This is God's word to you now. This is God's word to you forever. Do you understand that? This is God's word to you now. This is God's word to you forever. We see again in, you know, 1 Chronicles 28, David again speaking to Moses in the 20th verse. And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage. Do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord of my God, even my God, will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of God. Fear not. Don't be dismayed. And you find the phrases going together. Fear not. Do not be dismayed. Why? The Lord will be with you. The Lord would help you. The Lord would never forsake you. Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. If you remember the battle, right, that the famous, all right, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 battle where the Lord had said, you know, to them, I will fight for you, hold your peace, and then they send the singers ahead. Right, so we find the same statement showing up here. Similar statement. I mean, Israel basically adopted this as their watchword, all right? And he said in the 15th verse of 2 Chronicles 20, right? And he said, hearken ye, okay, all Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you, okay? Thus says the Lord unto you. Now, this is Jehaziel speaking. Thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great army, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Can I read this to you this morning as a word from your father to you? You, child of God, listen, hearken to this word. All right. Thus says the Lord to you. Don't be afraid, child of God. Don't be dismayed by reason of the great battle, the great situation, the great issue you need to face or that seems to have come against you. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. The battle is not yours, but God's. You might want to write that down if you need to. 2 Chronicles, all right, chapter 20 and the 15th verse. In the 16th verse, we read, it says, tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they came up by the cliff of Ziph, all right? You shall find, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. You shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Go out against them, for the Lord is with you. This is so beautiful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Don't be afraid, child of God. Don't be dismayed. I say that again. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Take courage. Be bold. Take a strong step. All right. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now there's this beautiful, verse in Isaiah 51 of Isaiah. So super, like super, super beautiful. Isaiah 41, the 10th verse, you know, it says, fear not, for I am with you. All right. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yea, I will help you, yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Somebody needs to hear this again. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. You find that when they're told, all right, don't be dismayed, God backs it up with, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So the reason, and you find this is what David was saying in the 23rd Psalm. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you're with me. So it seems that the presence of God, all right, is the conquering power, all right? The presence of God is our assurance and the reason why we don't need to fear, all right? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. I remember I saw a plaque, many years ago. And I've heard people now say it after that, maybe a few times. I've even said it, so in case you've heard me preach over the couple of years, you might have heard me say it, before. But it says, it said when I saw it, I'm so beautiful. I went to, a church office somewhere and it was there. Okay, safety is not the absence of danger, but the presence of God. Safety is not the absence of danger, but the presence of God. Did you get that? Safety is not the absence of danger, but safety is the presence of God. Glory to God. Did that bless you? Did that? You didn't find it encouraging? Okay, I think it is. Safety is not the absence of danger. So you say, oh, everything is fine, so I'm safe. There's no evil around, so I'm safe. No, the Bible says the opposite. The Bible says, no, I'm not afraid because you are with me. I'm not afraid because I'm not alone. I'm not afraid because you said in your word, you will never fail me nor forsake me. Did you get that? That's why I'm not afraid. So Isaiah 41 verse 10 again, fear not, for I am with you. So is it wisdom you need? God is with you. Is it provision you need? God is with you. All right? Please remember the 91st Psalm again when we talked about those names of God. He that dwells in the secret place of who? The Most High, and that's El Elyon, the highest. What do you need? He's the highest. He's the boss of all bosses. All right? He's the highest. Says he will abide under the shadow of the Almighty, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. I mean, if you're with the one, the same one who is Most High El Shaddai, your needs are met, baby. Your needs are met. He that dwells in the secret place. So you, in Christ Jesus, you definitely are in the secret place of the Most High. You definitely abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So because he's with you, is it a need? Is it a project in front of you? Acknowledge him. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear because you are with me. I refuse to fear because you are with me. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear because you are with me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I refuse to fear because you are with me. Thank you, Lord. Let me minister to you from this Isaiah 41, all right? Again, from verse 10. Fear not. I'll read down a bit, all right? Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Anybody needs strength here? All right. I will strengthen you. Oh, thank you because you strengthened me, Father. Thank you because you are my strength. I believe I need some strength, so I take it from the table. Remember, we got a table set before us. I take some strength for me this morning. You take some strength for you too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I will strengthen you, he says. I will help you. Yes, you are my helper. You are my very present help in time of trouble. You are my very present help in time of trouble. You are my on time counsel. On time help, on time deliverance, on time provision. That's who you are. That's who you are. On time comfort, on time, always on time. Never lagging behind, never slacking. No, no, no. Never dulling. You are my on time help, my on time wisdom, my on time counsel. I will not act on my own like you're not there. You are with me. And I will not acknowledge you all because I got into trouble. But thank you because even when I go into trouble or go through a dark valley, you are always, always, always with me. You are ever present. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. 11 says, behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with you shall perish. This is God assuring you of victory, that whatever it is that confronts you is bowing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, you shall seek them. You will not find them. Even them that contend with you, they that war against you shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Hallelujah. Come on. As nothing and as a thing of naught. They will be as nothing and as something never to be considered. Hey, you wonder, where's that thing that was scaring me? Where is it? I remember, you know, Kenneth Hagin, you know, having to talk about a story of a minister that was so perturbed, he couldn't sleep, he couldn't eat, and all that. And then he counseled him from Philippians chapter 4, right? And the 6th verse, it says, be anxious for nothing, all right? But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I mean, it was, the man had a court case and certain things going on against him. And the more you think about the problem, guys, the bigger it becomes. The bigger. And then the man had to learn to cast his cares upon God. You know, sometimes you see, but don't you see how big this is? But relax, all right? Be anxious for nothing. Peter says to cast our cares upon God because he cares for us. God cares for us. Thank you, Jesus. God cares for us. God cares for us. So it's not throw away your responsibility. No, that worry, that fear, that anxiety, you pick it, you throw it to God. You cast it. You don't even give it. You cast. To cast means to fling something. You cast your care. You cast your care upon the Lord because he, the Lord, cares for you. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus. You cast your cares upon the Lord because the Lord cares for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So he says, and then, you know, the preacher father that, eventually, everything was okay. The case went well, not as bad, and he didn't get into the trouble. I mean, you trust God, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Even if you're like, I caused this. He knows he's your father. Yes, there might be certain physical consequences sometimes that one will need to face, but he will come through. You're right. Strengthening you through processes, bailing you out with wisdom, granting you favor, shortening certain things that might have taken a long time because you created trouble for yourself. He is our ever-present help. Did you get that? He is our ever-present help. So trust him. So he says the trouble you look for will be as nothing. I mean, you'll be looking at like, where are these people? They are gone. Verse 13 here, Isaiah 41 still, says, for I, the Lord, all right, your God, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, all right, fear not, I will help you. I will need to read this again. It says, for I, the Lord, your God, will hold your right hand, saying, God holds your right hand, child of God. You are seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God holds your right hand. He's saying to you, he will help you. 14 is beautiful. Fear not, you warm Jacob, and you men of Israel, for I will help you, saith the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You will thresh the mountains, beat them small, hallelujah, and shall make the hills as chaff. Those big things in front of you. God says, I've made you an instrument that has teeth, sharp, you know, machine that will beat down the mountains, beat down the hills, crunch them. The problem in front of you, you are crunching it in the name of Jesus. 16 says, you will fan them, and the wind will carry them in, and the whirlwind will scatter them. And you will rejoice in the Lord your God, and you will shout. You will rejoice in the Lord your God, and you shall glory, rather, I said shout. You rejoice in the Lord your God, and you will glory in the Holy One of Israel. Anybody wants to rejoice this morning? Glory to God. We have victory. That mountain, you speak to it in the name of Jesus and stare it in the face and say, you go down. Mountain, you go down. Problems, you go down. Mountain, you go down. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, you could just read. It's beautiful. Read this again on your own, all right? On your own, on your own, on your own, on your own. God says, I make you a sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You will beat down trouble. You will crush down trouble. You will melt the thing, and you would wonder, hey, where is it? It's gone. It's gone. What was that thing that made me afraid? It's gone. What was that thing that made me scared? It's gone. What was that thing that made me troubled? It is gone. Don't forget, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. And then remember the word we introduced today. Be not dismayed. Dismay. Okay. Do not be dismayed. Don't be. Okay. Don't be. There's no reason to be. There's no reason you have to be. Don't be. And I said to be dismayed. All right. Means, you know, to break down. To break down. All right. To crumble. To crush. It also means to be confused. Fear also comes from dismay. All right. Don't be afraid. All right. Don't be frightened. Don't be afraid. Don't have fear. You don't go down. You don't break into pieces. You don't break into pieces. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. Don't break into pieces. Oh, you were hurt, battered, bruised, disappointed, crushed. Don't break into pieces. Stand up. You say, but I can't. No, not in your strength. The Lord says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. So receive strength, all right? You just in the name of Jesus, strength is mine. The Lord is my strength. I have strength. I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened in the name of Jesus. So meditate on this, child of God. Share with a friend. Let somebody get blessed by this word, all right? And then, I mean, woo! You meditate on it on your own, and looking forward to you joining in tomorrow. Blessings. Bye. You will